The UFO Files continues with our guest Nancy Talbot. With the popularity of the movie Signs, all about crop circles, it's great to have Nancy here to talk to us about her own special sighting. She actually saw a crop circle being formed in England in the English countryside late one night. Nancy, tell us about it.
I was in the Netherlands, studying this young man there who has this unusual connection to the phenomenon. And he and I had been out in the fields. I had electromagnetometers and geomagnetometers with me. I was attempting to demonstrate some sort of abnormality with the geomagnetometers or the electromagnetometers. I had spent weeks out in the hot sun in these fields where a number of crop circles already existed, coming up with absolutely nothing, I might add, and was fairly exhausted. I mean, you have to ride bicycles way out into these fields and then climb up dikes and crawl over barbed wire fences, and I'm past the age where that's really terribly much fun. And this particular night, we had gone out many nights into the crop circles to do photography, because we have discovered that if you do flash photography in crop circles as opposed to in some other area, you get some very interesting photographic anomalies. And he likes to do this, and so we had been out most of the nights doing that. And this particular night, he wanted to go out again, and I was just, I think I was irritated from just being tired. And I said, you know, I don't understand why this bloody phenomenon can't be a little bit more direct, a little bit easier to study. I'm tired, I'm going to bed. And I went upstairs, and I was staying in a bedroom that overlooks the back of the house again, and this field, which is immediately behind it. I hadn't been up there 2 or 3 minutes, gotten into my nightgown, I was in the bed reading, with these floor-to-ceiling glass doors that overlook a small balcony wide open because of the heat. I heard, all of a sudden, cattle in a barn nearby begin to bellow. Now, from talking to farmers and ranchers for years at crop circle sites, I have learned that their animals frequently get very noisy, carry on, when crop circles occur. Not always, but frequently. The minute I heard these cattle, I've been there in this house many, many, many times, I'd never heard the cattle. I knew they were there, but I'd never heard them. And the noise they were making, it was clear they were agitated. And I had this feeling that I was going to, that something was getting ready to happen. I had an instinct to get up and go and stand in these doors because I could see the whole thing. And then immediately, some sort of intuition told me not to do that. And so the cattle became quiet again. I kept on reading. And then the cattle started up again, perhaps 10 minutes later. This time, very aggressively. It was very obvious that something was up. And again, I thought I should get up and stand in these windows and I'd see the whole thing. And for some reason, I didn't. Well, within minutes of the cattle quieting down the second time, suddenly there was this tube or column or shaft of brilliant, brilliant white light that came screaming down from above, right in front of these windows. Lit my bedroom up like daytime, lit the outside. I could see a quarter of a mile, half a mile across this field. I could see the leaves on the trees. It was as bright, I've never seen anything quite that bright. And somehow this tube, which was perfectly straight all the way down, you know, I could see it against all this other light. Inside the tube, I saw a spiraling motion. This lasted for only a second or two, and then it went dark. There was no sound, no smell, no electrical charge. It was as if nothing had happened. Before I could move, within just seconds, one or two, another tube of light came screaming down. This whoop! Lit the room up, lit the outside up, this dramatic energy. By this time, I'm wondering if the kid is downstairs. I'd left him down in the kitchen, which has windows facing the same direction. And of course, I'm thinking, you know, is Robert seeing this? Before I could get out of bed to start yelling for him, a third column came down, and the same thing, lit everything up like daylight. It lasted only for a second or two, and then disappeared. By now, I was out of the bed yelling for him. He was running up the stairs yelling for me because he just witnessed the whole thing from the downstairs windows. From my vantage point, it was so bright, I couldn't see precisely where this tube was touching down. But from his, he could see that it had touched down, they had touched down in this field immediately behind the fence at the end of his backyard. That's about 90 feet away from the edge of the house. So we went immediately to the doors, and the first thing we did was look up to see, you know, where these tubes of light were coming from. And there was absolutely nothing up there. And as far as we could see, there were a few clouds in the sky, but we could see the stars, and there was nothing that we could see from which these tubes of light had emanated. We wanted to go immediately to the fence to see. We thought there probably was going to be a new crop circle, but we were a little scared that if we stepped outside, we were going to get zapped, you know, that it might not be done. And Robert was braver than I. He finally, 30 seconds later or so, he did go out. And when he didn't get zapped, I went ahead and went out too. We went immediately to this fence at the back of the house. And I had a flashlight, and we shined it over into the field, which, by the way, was in string beans. And there, still smoking, the dew still evaporating, I mean, the mist from that, the steam, still coming off the plants, was a brand new crop circle that hadn't been there, you know, just minutes before. Now, in that case, it was an ellipse of about 30, 35 feet in diameter with a pathway going off the northern side and a crossbar like the capital letter T. It was in string beans. I've never heard of one in string beans before, but it was. And the plants were absolutely undamaged. They were simply bent over at the base, swirled around in this ellipse, and then one straight pathway heading north and, you know, this crossbar with no damage to the plants and no damage to the beans at all. Now, in that case, I know planks and boards were not the answer. I don't have any way to explain what I did see, what Robert saw. We both saw the spiraling motion. We both saw the tubes of light. We both saw that they were coming from nowhere. And we don't know how to explain that.
And there was no sound.
No sound, no smell. The second it was over, you would never have known it occurred if you hadn't been watching.
And the cattle had made noises before this occurred.
For a good 10 minutes, 12 minutes prior, they had been clearly agitated. They were now quiet, you know, no noise from them whatsoever. The next day, we went to the farmer who owned the cattle to see if he had heard them also, and he had, and also to see if they were all right, and they were fine. He had not gotten up. He had heard them and, you know, just had not gotten up.
Wow. Nancy, I know you have more to talk about here about crop circles. That was quite a story. I'm Jerry Pippin. This is the UFO Files.